Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hang on. Don't hit anything yet. Because we've figured out. Spence, you can turn yours on.
Mine's on. Check.
Spence, mic is on.
Roger.
Here's the deal. If you were listening Friday to this fine radio program, we learned that the buttons to turn Kayla's mic on and off somehow inexplicably are like a next element thing. It fires off the next thing in the operating system.
Yep.
As the continuing saga, I now have people going, please never fix the operating system because this is just. You just need to make sure you have yours on.
Mine's on.
Is it?
On now.
So, okay. Now we're trying Kayla on a different mic.
Okay.
And it should be. Let me see.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It was cool playing Backstreet Boys just a second ago. Here's what I can tell you. Yes, Friday, I did a company. Was this all going down by the time you guys had left?
I had no idea what was happening until I saw you post a photo.
So Friday.
Right. Okay. I don't know what's going on at all.
Awesome. Awesome then. So yeah, it was right after they left.
Yes, it was. Yep.
Backstreet Boys reach out. They're going to be, AJ and Howie are going to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, nice.
Which tapes here at the Caesars Entertainment Studio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which are right there where Tupac got shot. That's Flamingo and Koval.
You can see it from the window.
You can, absolutely. And I guess apparently they use that as a selling point. Hey, look, it's right by where Tupac got shot. So the way that they do the lifelines now on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is you're 50-50. You got your phone a friend, just like old school. Or no, you don't have your phone a friend. You got 50-50 and ask the audience, like old school. Instead of phone a friend, now you have a plus one.
So somebody
sits in the audience with you, and then they come out and help you answer your question.
Okay.
They called me to be the plus one.
Oh, that's awesome.
That, cool? That is dope.
Because apparently Howie was impressed with my brain skills.
Very nice.
When they were in here last Monday. Was it Monday?
Tuesday,
whenever it was. Whenever they were in here. And so they said, yeah, we should call Chad. I'm like, what, Wayne Newton wasn't available? You didn't have Carrot Top's number? I'd get you Carrot Top's number. But then we were kind of joking about it. And they were like, no, we wanted somebody. We didn't know who was in town. We didn't. And we just said we would call you. I can tell you. They said I could tell you that I appear on the show. I can't tell you anything else.
Okay.
I will tell you this. It was a blast. And all I could think of was Kayla would lose her freaking mind because I was as close as I am to Kayla right now to Chris Harrison.
No, you weren't.
See?
Did you get to talk to him?
You'd lose your mind. Of course, yeah. No, we're BFF. No.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous right now.
I freak out.
And the problem is that if I was there with you, I just want to pick his brain the whole time and be like, okay, so how is Becca? I know she seems really sweet.
Right.
You got to be
they would have drug you away.
Exactly.
Because that's not the place. Is that the
Catch a Predator guy? No, is that a different guy?
You're just being silly.
No, I know. What's that guy's name?
No, you're just being silly. Chris Hansen.
Ah. Okay, different guy.
Chris Harrison. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I guess that is.
No, I really didn't know. I'm like, why does she want to meet the Catch a Predator guy?
I was somewhat shaming you. And then I went, no, that's a lot closer than you think.
What do we not know about Kayla? No, hey, remember me? Yes, I do. How'd you get out of jail?
Kayla, yell this out. Get off your mic and yell out. I'm in here.
I'm in here.
Yeah, remember her from episode
174.
I was on episode 174, 1998, remember? I was 14.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
So it's such a funny thing how people get about, because Spence and Caleb spent, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Chicago.
Correct.
Kayla's big takeaway, one of the big takeaways is that you had Chicago-style pizza.
I did.
For the first time?
Chicago-style deep dish, the first time.
And you feel it important that we all know whether you prefer Chicago or New York?
Yeah, I think that's an important discussion.
I don't know why.
No, but you know, always brings it up. They're like, oh, no, I'm much more. I've had conversations with people in the past that are like, I prefer Chicago style.
Sure.
Or I prefer the thinner New York style. And so I was like, well, now that I've had it, I guess I can judge the two.
Let's weigh you in on this.
Sorry to report, New York.
Why are you sorry to report that?
Well, because I know some Chicago people
are like
passionate.
Because you just came from Chicago?
Yeah.
Because you just came from there and you feel a responsibility?
Kind of. And it was really nice. Like, we were taken to dinner by our friends to go have this deep dish that
Real
they're, like,
world?
Raving
about. Let me guess. Real World?
Yes.
Lumalnadis. Which I still can't say.
Yes.
They're the best. That's their thing.
Yep.
And that's the whole thing, is they're raving about this. And it was good. It's just not New York good, I'll be honest.
I love Chicago deep dish pizza. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, and it's first time I had it as well, and I thought it was great, but I'd rather have just a regular slice I can kind of fold in half and shove in my mouth.
Bingo. Yeah. Did you get to a Cubs game?
No, but I got to Wrigleyville and sat in Murphy's Bleachers across the street from the Cubs game.
What's my favorite place on the planet? Murphy's Bleachers.
Yeah, you know what? It was great. What was fun is we sat on the patio with our friends from D.C., Kelly, who we did the bet with over the Stanley Cup. And we met this family that was up from Naperville, and dude bought me a hot dog and bought me a beer, and we just sat and chatted out on the patio. It's awesome. Midwestern people are awesome.
I got there late, and I walk up, and Spence's mate is sitting at a table by himself at this point, talking to like an entire family of like three generations in this family.
We'll get into more of this. We'll get into more of this later. But the initial complaint was that I wasn't going to be there, so Spence was worried about the networking.
Yeah.
And about talking to people. But here's the story that came from Kayla. I don't know if you knew, we checked in with Kayla every day just to find out what you were up to.
And initially I was like, how are they calling me?
No, we're not
I'm
calling
on the show
you.
Still, right?
No, you're not the responsible one, please. What am I going to call you about? How drunk were you, bro?
How much whiskey did you have?
Yeah, what am I going to talk to you about? If I want the straight dope, I get it from her over here. But here's what I understood was that networking wasn't a problem for you. Networking with people in our industry was a problem. That you talk to everybody else but the people from our industry.
Radio people.
They're the worst, aren't they?
Can't deal with them.
They're the worst. So it is true. No, I heard the first night that you split off with a bunch of hotel workers.
There was like two chicks that you were talking to all night.
Oh, no. There's a bunch of us that went to another bar. And in the mix were women that were graduating from Hamburger University. Like, no, swear to God.
Yeah. Awesome. For McDonald's?
So, no,
they're going to be McDonald's franchisees?
They're McDonald's general managers.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And they just happened to, in the group of people, walk to the bar.
Oh, Kayla thought they worked at the hotel.
They did.
Okay.
Because they were talking about burgers and we'd just come from a burger place. I was like, oh, okay.
And it suddenly struck me that I go, well, you're not the responsible one. If I want the straight story, I got to go to Kayla. Yes. But if I want it interpreted into English, I need to come back around to you.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
I'm so glad to have you guys back.
Yeah, so glad to be back.
Are you really? Because I can stay in Chicago my whole life.
Yeah, that's true.
It's awesome.
It was really weird being in Chicago without you, though. Like, it was very strange for me. Because you've raved about Chicago for the last 2 years, and then going around and talking to people, I always have Chet as a buffer because I go, oh, have you met Chet? And then he uses me for the same thing. Obviously, everyone's met Chet. So
here's the great thing. Kayla's so sweet. Kayla's the sweetest person I know, and it's true.
That's very sweet.
Besides my wife. Kayla is like texting, and I figured she was drunk. Everybody misses you. So I'm going to do drunk Kayla. Everybody misses you. They all miss you. Oh, my God. So they all wish you were here. She goes around and does a video with like our friends, with the people I think are our friends. Literally, like, say hi to Chet, one of those. Say hi to Chet. And people are like, hi, Chet. No, whatever. Hi. I'm eating. Stop.
Yeah.
And then and literally, I got a message from one person that said, really wish you were here. Sorry you're not. And that was it. So while I appreciate all of that and I love that, and no one cares.
We were talking about it all. You love saying that, but we were talking about it. I just caught him off guard with the video.
And to be fair, I had one conversation, and once they said Chet who, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, they forget quick.
Or I figured they came out and they went, so you hosting the show now?
Yeah, right.
Oh, they finally fired him,
yeah,
huh?
Just me and Show Killer now.
They got rid of him.
Show's total crap.
They got rid of him.
But they're saving a whole bunch of money.
Awesome. First pick coming up in just a second. Drink wristbands, third Thursday on third is coming up. What's that, next week? Is that next? Are we already to the third Thursday in August?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
16th is third Thursday.
First day of school, kids.
Well, yeah.
So it's this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah.
Third Thursday.
16th is the third.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome, though. I love that. I love that. That means we are that much closer to it no longer being hot and muggy. Mm-hmm. And yep. You know, by August, we're all over it.
You smell September from here.
Although, I do love the one person that goes, I don't know what everybody's complaining about. I love the heat. Yeah, well, guess what? No one loves you.
Yeah, exactly.
No one loves you. Third Thursday on third, drink wristbands. Wow, that's kind of cool. Aces tickets for the final regular season home game this Sunday. So here's the deal. Dallas not only lost yesterday, but apparently their CEO and their coach got into a big fight. And they fired their coach. Dallas is the team that is one game ahead of us for the final playoff spot. So going into the last week of the season, when they're fighting for their lives, they fired their coach.
Oh, it's a clown show.
We have three games left. Wednesday against New York, who is the second worst team in the league. We beat the worst team in the league by 20 on Saturday night. Okay. It was awesome.
Okay.
So we play them on Wednesday. Y'all should come. Friday, I believe it's Friday, we play Dallas in Dallas. But the team's in disarray. And then Sunday for the final regular season home game, we take on the top team in the East. But that top team in the East is already locked in as the top team in the East. So they might not care.
Yeah, they're not.
They might not care. So much. They might not care.
They might just throw it. Yeah.
They might rest some of their throw it. Let's say that in the gambling capital of the world.
But
they might rest.
Yeah.
You know, who throws a game?
Players.
No one. They're professionals.
Right.
But yeah, but they may rest their top players.
Yeah.
So. Yes, yeah, so we'll give you tickets Sunday if you want them. So third Thursday on third, Aces, Lionel Richie tickets for the residency, last chance Panic at the Discos. And know what? For the first day of school and a lot of folks getting back into their routine, we'll put it all up for grabs.
Nice.
Cool. All right, cool. First pick coming up in, we'll probably do it right after Post Malone, 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wow, and welcome to the first day of school.
Oh.
It just doesn't seem right. Although, I was noticing in other Twitter feeds, you know, for some of our other radio nerd friends in other parts of the country, like Atlanta starts today.
Huh.
Which I find weird. I don't know why I find that weird. Is it any weirder than us starting today?
No.
But I guess Atlanta's starting today and other cities, so we're not... I just thought we were the only ones.
Right.
Yeah. I guess I just figured, because my God, it's the middle of August.
Yeah, it's so early.
Exactly.
But, Davey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
No, really, are you ready?
No, not really.
Davey's oldest, Faithlin, is 4.5?
Five. Just
she
turned
is
five.
Officially five.
Yes.
Do they even let him into school if you're not five? Can you go to kindergarten if you're not five?
You got to turn four by a certain time.
Yeah, there's a certain cutoff date.
Like let's say February, before the previous school year.
You got to turn four by a certain time or five by a certain time?
Four. And then so...
To get you in.
Yeah.
To be like an underclassman.
Yes.
So you can go in. Right. So you can get in. If you're really good at basketball, you can get in early.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
And then they do the whole thing where they do the heights, how far, vertical jump and the running.
Did you panic last night, Davey?
Yes, I did.
While you were thinking about it?
Yeah.
Do you feel old?
Yeah, big time. I mean, it just seems like yesterday we were just having her. We just had her as a little baby. And now she's going to, like, big girl school. It's crazy.
Have you cried yet?
No, but what? I had that moment last night when we were getting her school bag was already ready. And we're just making sure all the supplies were in it. And I was helping my wife get everything ready. So this morning's a little less hectic for her to get out the door. And it hit me. I'm going, I got... one going to big girl school, and got another one going to school, pre-K, and it's just crazy, because, I mean...
Did BDB go to pre-K last year, or no?
No. It's first school for him, too.
So,
first time leaving
wow.
mama. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a big one today.
What a great question, Kayla, about the crying before, because we all focus on you know, letting them go to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that moment the night before where you're looking, and there's the backpacks, and there's all the stuff.
The reality hits you. It's like, whoa.
And are you ready? Like physically ready? Everything's checked off the list?
Everything's checked off. Now it's just a matter of them getting out the door this morning.
You know what I learned that fascinated me was the school supply list.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
It's lengthy.
Extensive.
It's friends longer and longer
headphones
every year.
And stuff. And I'm like, man. And it was like 50, 60 bucks worth of stuff.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff.
Which, thankfully, the teachers aren't paying for. But still, it was it's two boxes full of stuff.
And
it
is. You know what? And that's, again, why big ups to our boy AD, who's on at night on this radio station.
Yep.
Backpacks for Class Acts.
Yep.
That was awesome. It was really, really good. And P1s, you guys turned out in a large way this year. So great stuff. First day of school. Let's get at it right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Then we'll keep it simple. First day of school. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Davey, go.
Friday, late afternoon, took the kids to open house at their school so they can meet their teachers and just their excitement, just to see both my kids' excitement. I mean, today will be a different story, but the excitement to go to school was awesome.
Are you really driving almost 30 minutes to take Faithful into school?
Well, from our house, it's about 12 to 15. So it's not bad from our house.
Well, what was this text I saw from you that said something about 22 minutes and 28 minutes?
Yeah, then? from the school to here, to the station, I timed it out on Friday.
Yeah, later.
Yeah.
Davey is taking broadcast equipment. We will creep live on Davey and Wendy taking Faithful for her first day of school.
Yeah.
We're going to, which won't be awkward at all with Davey. It's, you know, technology is pretty cool and the pack isn't really big, but there will be a wire and a microphone, which may make things weird. But, you know, whatever.
Yep.
And then the best part when he asked Faithful questions and she just doesn't respond.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know that we need to do that.
Probably not.
Maybe if you keep your ears on.
Yeah.
So we can ask you questions. But otherwise, just play it straight.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, the regular stuff you would ask, are you ready?
Yeah.
You know, are you excited? Are you scared?
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, that's, which are all the questions that we should be asking Davey.
Right.
Are you excited? Are you scared?
Yes,
are you
yes.
ready? Kayla, best part of your weekend?
Saturday, I was in Chicago and got to spend time with my friend Nacho, who I haven't seen in over a year. And he took me all over the city and we ended in Wrigleyville meeting Spence. It was the best time. So.
Yeah, you look good. You look relaxed. You look happy.
Dude, it was just, yeah. I mean, 4 days of drinking and hanging out with friends who all have the same job, essentially.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about that all the time. It's fun.
That's what I miss because that it energizes me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me realize that we're, that this is pretty cool and that people do think we're okay at it. And it's always nice. Spence, best part of your weekend?
Getting away from the radio people and hanging out with a family from Naperville in Wrigleyville. Just eating hot dogs and just talking mess. It's awesome.
I would have to say...
You had a lot of stuff going on.
The Aces game Saturday was really good.
Yeah. Really?
We had a blast. But how do you beat being on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with AJ and Howie?
True.
You had such a good weekend. I'm so jealous of that. I honestly would have been so flattered if they asked me to go. So that,
my God. No, we were literally sitting here. We did 15 minutes on it.
Yeah.
You know, no, I don't know if it was that long. But we had a lot of laughs over how many people they could have gone to before they settled on my name. And it was funny. Their manager, Jen, was like, no, you're perfect for this. I'm like, don't BS me, because she's not a BSer.
Right.
And I still don't BS her. She's like, no, really, we picked you. I'm like, all right, your funeral. 702-364-9898. Really good prizes. What's the absolute best part of your weekend? Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. I love this. Sarah, we heard a lot of great things about that Stevie Wonder show.
Oh, my God. Yes. It was amazing, and I was so excited. And the best part was I didn't have to pay for it because you guys love me, and I won tickets.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
And we do love you, and hopefully you can win more tickets in just a second. Our boy Brooks, remember we talked to Brooks? I made him good feeling story of the day one day. Good feeling story of the day
because Brooks
Slater, who wanted to take kids fishing.
Yeah.
But you had some kind of weird back thing where you ended up with surgery?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago today, I actually had a back surgery, had to have the L5 S1 disc in my back fused together. So I've got a couple screws and pins and stuff holding it together. But I was released by the doctor back to a light activity and able to start going fishing again. So
I'll tell you what, if there was ever a definition of fishing, it's light activity.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of cardio there with the fishing.
Nope.
But you're doing good?
Doing good. So,
oh, awesome.
Definitely.
Right on, man.
So
thank
you. Looking forward to taking anybody fishing. Messaged me after that interview, so that was awesome. So
His phone started to fuzz out a little bit, but he said he's looking forward to taking everybody. Because what he wanted to do, he said, if you want to go fishing, if you got a kid and you want me to take him fishing, I'll take him fishing. And a bunch of people hit him up, and so now he's trying to catch up and grab all those folks. Brian, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
One of my best friends got married, and it was an open bar.
Yeah!
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? And I guess that's that. I was gonna do a follow up, but I'm like, what else am I gonna get out of that? I think we all understand what's going on here. Tomica Rose, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
The absolute best part of my weekend, I got to prepare for my daughter's senior year. It's supposed to be her junior year, but she's graduating early, so we like hung out all weekend. We went to the strip, we walked around, we cuddled. It was just so fun. I'm so excited.
Bravo, by the way. You raised a very good kid.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
We walked around and we cuddled.
She's 6 foot, too. I'm like,
what?
6 foot? My goodness.
Yes.
No, but congratulations. You have to be so proud.
Thank you. I am. Yeah, thank
we're
you, guys.
You know what? We're proud, too. Happy first day of school, everybody.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
So there's one celebrity that just got hit in this string of burglaries in Hollywood that got taken for $200,000 worth of stuff. I'll tell you who it is in a second. Teen Choice Awards were last night, and the big winner of the night was Riverdale with 9 trophies, including Choice Drama TV Show and Choice TV Ship, which is just relationship, essentially.
Are they trying to make that a thing, or is that really a thing? Do you call a relationship a ship?
No.
I realize you're not a teen, but you are still... Yeah, it sounds like you're trying too hard. But who got Choice TV Ship?
Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhart from Riverdale, who are actually dating in real life.
They're perfect together. Sweet. They really are, Chet.
You watch Riverdale, Spence?
Oh. They are!
The question is, when am I not watching Riverdale?
So Kanye West dropped a new track and says he wants a different relationship with his sister.
You got a sister-in-law, you a smash, I got 4 of them.
Yeah, he's saying if you got a sister, I would. He's not saying he wants to, I would. Here's the deal. Family members are completely off limits. What are you doing? Yeah, you're saying, do you think if your wife comes to you, fellas, you know what? It's your boy Chet help you out today. If your wife comes to you and says, do you think my sister's hot? You know, she's disgusting. Don't go to that level. But do you think my sister's hot? No, not as hot as you, honey. She's kind of plain. Maybe she is, but she's just not for me. You are my type. She, maybe for some guys. You know what I mean? Stay out of that.
Well, what if they ask us, would you like to smash her? And you go, oh, yes, of course. Look at her.
Yeah, bye. You might as well just, you know what, write the check for half right now.
Sure.
You're done.
John Mayer was the latest victim in the string of celebrity burglaries that seemed to be happening. He had $200,000 worth of property stolen before his security finally noticed a broken window earlier that day, and they took all of his music equipment. All of
it. As easy as breaking a window.
In the movies, all those security guys end up dead. In the movies, that's what happened. I just watched Mission Impossible 3 the other day. That's what happened. The security person screwed up, and they ended up dead.
I thought the rich folks had the...
life's like a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, because I thought they had the laser grid, you know, where you can't... You got to come in through the roof.
Seriously, though, what kind of security system do you have? Hey, then later that day, there's a broken window. Really? Because I got a thing that supposedly is going to, it'll go to my phone.
Yeah.
What the heck is, man, that's brutal.
That's the Kayla Report.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Here's what's really funny about that storm on what was it, Saturday night?
Yeah.
Saturday
your backyard got destroyed, right?
It was a mess yesterday morning.
Dude, we had the Aces game going on. I had no idea.
Really?
I was in the comfort of Mandalay Bay Event Center, you know, with loud music playing and me you know, making a bunch of noise on the. I had no clue. Finally, strangely enough, the official scorer between periods checks her security cameras at home because one of her friends said, yeah, it's really going crazy out here. And so she's like, look at this.
Yeah.
You see the trees blowing? I'm like, where's that hurricane? She goes, my backyard. And it was like, oh, my goodness. God. But you guys were flying back from Chicago and got diverted, yeah?
Yeah. I ended up in Phoenix after we did a couple of laps, like around, literally, we were like one of the last flights before they canceled the flights coming in. We did a lap or two around Vegas and then had to go down to Phoenix to refuel because they wouldn't let anybody land.
Same. My flight was a little different a little bit later, but same thing. Went around Vegas, ended up in Phoenix, and then I didn't get actually into my bed until 2:30 in the morning Sunday.
Yeah. How long did you have to stay in Phoenix?
2 hours. We were sitting on the tarmac.
You sat?
And here's the thing.
Did you sit in the plane?
Yeah, but only for maybe 20 minutes.
Here's the thing. They started letting people off because, like I said, we were one of the first flights out, so they diverted us. We landed there, and they started, they're like, all right, you guys can get off. Just make sure you bring your ID with you, and you can get back on the plane and everything. And someone, of course, doesn't let them know. They tell them that they're going to leave and not come back and just stay in Phoenix for the night, but they get back on the plane. So now they're like, we're supposed to have 8 empty seats, but there's only 7. That means somebody got on the plane that's not supposed to be here. So that was another 20 minutes on top of it all, trying to figure out who it was.
Yeah, we had
People are such jerks.
What is that?
Sorry, you're
saying. We just had one little weird thing after another. And so 10 more minutes, then we get in. We get into McCarran, and they don't know where they're taking the luggage. And everybody's confused because we came in from Chicago, but we got rerouted to Phoenix. So then we're not sure which baggage to Chicago or to Phoenix. And then the bags took forever, so we're hanging around McCarran. That storm just screwed up everything.
Screwed everything up. Yeah. And I'm not lying. I was like, oh, it's raining. Okay, nothing. Affected me, zero. Yeah. Nothing. The way our house points, nothing.
Like,
really? You wouldn't even know. You know, oh, it's a little wet. All right. No big deal. So did you lose anything out of your backyard?
There were some plants that were like literally were out of the ground. Debris everywhere. I mean, I spent over 2 hours yesterday just picking up the debris. There was that much crap in our backyard. It was bad. Much worse than the one we had about a month ago.
And when Davey says debris, it makes it seem like it's worse than other people's houses. It does. It makes it seem different that way. We're going to go with Davey as he takes his eldest to her very first day of school, to kindergarten.
That's awesome.
Today. That's happening a little bit after 8 o'clock while the rest of you take your kids to school. And a full report, some of the same questions we asked. How many, Davey believed that Spence would make it to about 30% of the sessions.
Yes.
At Morning Show Boot Camp in Chicago. I gave you more credit than that, and 70. So we figured it was right on about 50%. It was the one thing that we told Kayla that she had to do was take attendance on you for Morning Show Boot Camp. And was Spence shirking his responsibilities? Or did he actually go there to drink and learn? Because that's what it was.
It
was drink and learn, but drink for Spence. Drink. And learn.
Sure, yes.
We'll get into that.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You didn't tell the worst part of that whole flight back from Chicago, Kayla.
I didn't?
So, did that dude have his shoes on or was it socks?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I missed this.
I can't believe you did either.
Oh, my God. No, he had shoes, but they were... Okay, so I'm sitting against the window. And we get diverted back, and we're sitting in Phoenix waiting to take off. And all of a sudden, I feel this brush of air next to my arm. I'm like, what's happening right now? And I'm like, why does
you
it...
You felt the air?
I felt like a brush of air.
Okay.
And like, I'm like, what is happening? And at first, I don't notice anything. But then all of a sudden, it gets really smelly, like stinky. And I'm like, what's happening? I look back, and the guy behind me has put his shoe up on the backside of my armrest against the window. I was freaking out. I'm like, is this happening to me right now? Oh, my God. But the worst part was that he was asleep, and I didn't want to be a jerk. If he wasn't asleep, I probably would have turned around.
Who cares?
And been like, bro, can you put it down? But he was asleep, and I'm like, how do you do that?
Did it smell like feet?
It smelled like feet.
That's weird that his shoe smelled like feet.
It just tells me that he doesn't take care of his stuff. He probably smelt in general. I was sitting in front of him.
Awful.
So. Your feet belong on the floor, people.
It literally smelled. Okay, so you know that smell when you've been wearing socks for too long, and like you have really stinky feet.
Oh yeah,
like, that's what it smelled. It was so pungent to the point where I had to move over. I looked at the woman next to me. We had great conversation, and she was looking at me. She goes, "What's wrong?" I go, "I can't breathe. It smells so bad." So she switched seats with me on the flight back from Phoenix to here.
So, but were you being dramatic?
I don't think I was being dramatic. It smelled so bad. That's not dramatic. That's just, I couldn't breathe after a while.
But the other lady could handle it.
The other lady, I think, probably powered through. Yes.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
I sat through it for like an hour before I finally was like, I gotta go. I gotta get away from this.
Okay. So getting back to the morning show boot camp part of it, mm-hmm. We believed that Spence, Davey and I settled on the idea that Spence would make it to about half of the panels that were there. Kayla, to your knowledge, how many did Spence make it to?
To my knowledge, he made it to 9 that I saw him in.
Okay, that how many were there?
I think there was 12.
Because we were talking about a percentage.
Yes, percentage-wise. So I think he made it to about 80%.
Okay.
That's good, buddy.
Yeah.
So actually, you took it seriously.
No, I usually take it seriously. There's certain things that I skipped on, and I skipped stuff on purpose. There was a presentation that was more like a timeshare presentation for a piece of equipment.
Oh, at
a
seminar. Ugh.
So I'm not going to do
that. Which, weirdly enough, I sat through and it ended up being very informative. So,
really? So what was it like? What was it for? I know it's radio nerd talk, but just give me the one sentence.
It was just about appealing to a master audience, essentially, and how to stay local, but then popular.
Yeah, but was it that same crap thing? Okay, a while ago, they've done this every year. There's been this company every year that does this presentation, and then our new boss, our new corner office boss, got sucked into them coming and doing a personal presentation for us. And we all looked at it and went, eh. And so they wanted us to buy this thing. And we said, great, give us a 2-week trial. Give us a month trial.
Yeah.
We were all in there. Dave Mahoney, Mercedes, yep. JC, everybody. So we were all in there. And we all said, give us a trial. And they went, oh, we can't do that. They're like, what kind of shenanigans are going on here? So was it though? Dispense is nodding his head. Kayla still looks very excited. Same people?
Yes.
It was the same people. However, they were just giving you tips the whole time. Now, don't get me wrong. They were plugging their stuff, but they were giving us tips the whole time on like how to produce audio after the show and how to pump
that
out.
Yeah, whatever.
It came back to the fact that they're selling the product, which is fine. I'm not sitting through it.
Suspense, wait. So you did go.
Oh, yeah, I went to almost everything. And my hotel was a half mile away, so I really had to get out of bed and get going to get there, to get to everything.
Yeah, especially when you're staying out till 3:30.
That's what it was every night.
Chicago's good town.
Oh, doing that.
Thank God. I heard the shower saved the day for you.
Oh, my God. Handicap accessible shower. Thank God for you.
Because
it has a bench. Benches are awesome in showers.
Especially if you're feeling a little from the night before.
Absolutely.
You can sit in there and it's like half the effort, but all of the shower wonderfulness.
Yes.
So you now believe you're going to put a bench in your shower.
I just told my wife I'm going to Home Depot. I'm building myself a bench.
A shower bench. That's great.
Get up. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chip Buchanan Show.
Man, and welcome to the first day of school.
Oh, that's
who would have believed?
Yeah.
Davey the show killer in about an hour. You're going to take your daughter. What time at 9? She go to school at 9?
No, it's first bell's at 8:15.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
You'll make it just through Spence's challenge, and then you got to go.
Exactly. Yep.
Davey's oldest goes to the first day of kindergarten today. We're going to follow along. How have you figured this? How are you going to do this? Are you going to use a strap and hold it like a backpack kind of?
Yeah, that was my thought.
So you got hands free?
Yeah.
I was worried about that because we were talking about we're trying to keep this as normal as possible.
Right.
Sure.
So I wanted to mic him up, and then I realized we don't have
like a lavalier,
one of those fancy lavalier mics or anything like that.
Okay.
So Davey's going to have to be holding a microphone like a school reporter. He's going to get kicked out. They'll kick him off school grounds.
I'm sure they will. Very, very well mind. We never, when the times we took. Our friend, I can't think of the P1's name right now, but we went with her to accompany her daughter's first day of kindergarten. We made sure to stay.
Linda Brown.
Linda Brown, yeah. We made just stay off of school grounds and only speak to her where nobody could really get us in trouble because I don't know the law. I don't have CCSD police throwing me in the back of the car the first day of school. That's not a good thing.
Right.
What's happening to my stepdad?
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, awesome, right? Roughed up by CCSD PD.
Let's not talk about this. Yeah, because he'll
I don't want to do it.
And you know what? And honestly, you know what would happen too? Davey would go right up to the point of us going on the air. So we wouldn't have a chance to change anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We would have a chance to switch plans up. Davey would just get right up to the point and then think, I'm going to get in trouble. I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So true.
Oh, don't back out.
Bro. No, but, I'm not. But excited, I'm though. That's awesome. Her first day of big girl school. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's like you said, it's hard to believe school's starting already. It's crazy.
Is your stomach starting to churn?
It is. Well, you know what's funny is I hope this all goes well, but also the worrier in me is worried that something traffic-wise is not going to allow me to get to the school in time.
That was my biggest concern for you, too, because if you recall last year when I did this and I went and escorted P1 Jennifer and P1 G2 Evan to school... I got caught behind all the buses and everything and sat there for 30 minutes trying to get back to the station. So it's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Getting out's not, I don't care about the getting out.
Yeah.
It's the getting in that's the issue. Getting in because then he misses the whole thing.
Yeah.
And also, not for nothing, thank goodness we have a job that we can somehow manipulate what we're doing so he can be with his daughter on her first day of school.
Hey, speaking of which, all the traffic and stuff, all you jackballs, slow down. Okay. It's been a little different the last 3 months, months.
Yeah.
Slow down.
What is the speed limit in a school zone, Kayla?
10 miles an hour.
15.
Yeah, it's 15.
But you know what? I'm glad.
Yeah.
Leave it to Kayla to err on the side of caution. That's good.
3 miles an hour, Chad.
Really
3 miles an hour.
Really good. Happy first day of school, everybody. Can you believe that guy who stole an airplane from the airport in Seattle just by learning how to fly with a simulator? And then was able to do tricks and whatnot.
Yeah.
He was trying.
Wow.
He was hoping that through. Do we have audio from that guy, Davey?
I'll look.
Can we get some of that audio?
Sure.
I would love that. My friend who is a flight attendant has a theory on this whole thing. And I want to see because I couldn't be more opposite. And I want to see where you come down on this.
Hmm.
And we'll talk about it.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Wow, there's audio from this guy. The guy who stole the plane in Seattle on Friday flew around for 90 minutes and then he crashed it into an island that's got about 20 people that live on it. One of those little tiny. There's all kinds of little tiny islands out there in the water.
Oh, okay.
Just off of Seattle and Tacoma. And he crashed into one of those. There's audio that I hadn't heard yet. Dude was one of those, what do you call it? Ground crew.
Yeah.
The guy with the orange things that says, here, the plane goes this way.
Oh, okay.
He was one of those guys. He had learned through, they said flight simulator. He tells a totally different story. Some of the audio you may have heard, some of it, if you're like me, you haven't heard yet. What's his name? Richard Russell?
Yeah.
And, wow.
I got a lot of people that care about me. It's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
There's some sort of alarm going off in the background, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
There is the runway just off your right side in about a mile. Do you see that? That's McCord Field.
Oh, man, those guys will rough me up if I tried landing there. I think I might mess something up there, too. I wouldn't want to do that. They probably got anti-aircraft.
No, they don't have any of that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely.
Okay, seriously, though, do you think they brought out the anti-aircraft guns? My friend.
I didn't know they had them.
My friend, and I'll give you
McCord.
It's Joint Base Lewis McCord. They took Army Base Fort Lewis, Air Force Base, McCord Air Force Base, put them together.
Oh, okay.
Joint Base. So, do you think they had the anti-aircraft guns? Do you think at least brought them out?
Because
there's about a minute left of audio here that I'll play for you. And while that minute is passing by, I want you to think about this. My friend, who's flight attendant, believes absolutely, without a doubt, because they scrambled two jets out of Portland.
Okay.
Absolutely, without a doubt, that they shot that plane down.
Wow.
Think about that for a minute. Okay. Just think about whether that's true or not.
Yeah, not quite ready to bring it down just yet, but holy smokes, I gotta stop looking at the fuel because it's going down quick. This is probably like jail time for life, huh? I mean, I would hope it is for a guy like me. I don't need that much help. I've played some video games before. I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude. Like, I know where the box is. I would like to get some, make it pressurized or something so I'm not so lightheaded.
So he said he had played some video games before, but they were like, oh, you learned to do it in a simulator. But I don't think that sounds quite... That story doesn't match.
No, not right? at all.
Crazy.
I wouldn't know how to land it. I wasn't really planning on landing it. Minimum wage. We'll chalk it up to that. Maybe that'll grease the gears a little bit with the higher up. Damn it, Andrew! People's lives are at stake here!
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
Nah, I just told you. I don't want to hear no one. I just want you to whisper sweet nothings into my ear.
Oh, man.
How is he so calm? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did notice that. He seemed like he was in a good frame of mind.
Yeah, kind of having a good time.
Yeah.
And the one part that I had hoped we had was he said, I'm going to try one more barrel roll. And if that works out, because he had done it once, he didn't think he was going to survive the tricks.
Huh.
He did one flip and did one barrel roll, and he thought both times he'd end up crashing the plane. I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, that's what he thought he was going to crash the plane. So he goes, well, I'm going to try one more barrel roll, and if that doesn't work out, I'm just going to put the nose down and call it a night.
Wow.
What?
But my friend, without hesitation, who's a flight attendant, says, absolutely, they shot that plane down. And I don't think so. Because there was video of the plane heading into the island.
Sure.
And it's not smoking or anything. So wouldn't if you shot the plane down, wouldn't it be smoking?
And it didn't sound like he was really wanting to threaten anything. And I don't think he was heading towards a major metropolitan area. And
no. He was out over the water.
Yeah, there's more risk shooting the thing down than, you know, seeing how it plays out.
One would think.
But is there more risk? No, I think they shot it down.
You do?
I think they did. I think they took the opportunity when he was far enough away from, like, a heavily populated area to go, we got to get this plane out of the way because we don't know what the heck he's going to do
next.
They
shot him down with such skill and precision. And I'm not saying this isn't possible. I'm just saying it would surprise me that they shot this down with such skill and precision that it landed on what is believed to be a somewhat uninhabited island, that they were able to do that.
It's the problem with shooting him down. It's scattergun. You don't know what's going to happen or where it's going to go. So, sure. No, he crashed it.
Or you're going to blast him out of the sky like Top Gun? You know what I mean? When you watch that, right? Davey, right. Shoot down, no shoot.
No, I think he landed where he could.
I thought he did it.
Yeah.
I thought he just did it. And I think he would be surprised to find out that there were 20 people that live on that island. Because that's just one of those little rock formations with a bunch of trees on it.
Okay.
Stuff. We'll probably find out even more as we go along. But man, crazy story. Don't let us get caught up in all the other stuff going on, Kayla. Guess what's happening in 7 minutes?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, you can talk over it. You can say Big Fat Bribe just because of thing. Here's how polite Kayla is. Honest to God, here's how polite Kayla is. She is so polite. She didn't, even though the machine interrupted her, she did not want to interrupt the machine back. She was like, no, okay, I'll finish when you're done. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, let's go again. What's happening in 7 minutes?
Big Fat Bribe.
That's right.
Yep.
But first, a good feeling story of the day. An animal shelter in Arlington, Virginia has been taking care of a 10-year-old dog named Smoke. Here's the first time where this may get you. It might even be a triple mascara alert today, so watch out. Kayla's already like, all right, what?
Well, you mentioned a dog. I'm going to cry.
Exactly.
I'm going to cry.
Okay. How about a 10-year-old dog in an animal shelter named Smoke that has terminal cancer? So obviously, not a lot of folks want to adopt a dog that's not going to make it very long.
Yeah.
So Smoke has been at the shelter for a while. Why are you trying to be all brave?
Because
that's so good for the show.
I ugly cry, you know it, and it becomes weepy and disgusting.
So good for ratings.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So Smoke has been there for a while at the animal shelter. And so they recently decided to make sure that his last few months, maybe a year, would be good ones by creating a bucket list for Smoke. So last Thursday, they took Smoke to Nationals Park, where the Washington National, where Bryce Harper plays.
Yeah.
And they let him run around on the field.
Oh, awesome.
And he got ice cream. Some cops also took it. He's living a better life than,
than anybody else.
Some cops took him on a ride along. So he got a good car ride in, and it was policemen. And, of course, to perpetuate the stereotype, they gave him a donut.
Of course.
Of course. Oh, great.
But the best news is they got to check off the biggest item on his bucket list. What do you think, Kayla?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you think the biggest item on Smoke's bucket list would be? What's the biggest thing for a dog in a shelter?
Oh, to get adopted.
They found him a forever home. A family that has cared for senior dogs before decided to adopt Smoke. Who would have believed that Spence is the one who's fighting it back harder than anybody else? Spence just closed. I'm telling you, Spence just closed his eyes, looked down, took a... So the family that's cared for senior dogs before decided to adopt Smoke. And they're going to show him as much love as they can by continuing to check off other stuff on his list. So Smoke has a birthday party coming up. Smoke's got a trip to the beach coming up. Smoke's got breakfast in bed coming up. Smoke's got a camping trip coming up. And in the fall, Smoke is going to jump around in a huge pile of leaves. And if that, it's given me chills, it's given Kayla tears, and if it doesn't affect you in some sort of way, then please go get your heart checked. And that is your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Hey, David the Show Killer, who's our contestant today, sir?
We have Julius Romero from Sunrise.
Hey, Julius, you feeling smart on the first day of school?
I'm hoping I am.
Your confidence is astounding. Your confidence is staggering, sir. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Oh,
not
good. Today. That sounded more like you're, you know, serious about it. Like all of that. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first question. Here we go. Four members of the cast of what iconic 80s movie reunited at a fan expo in Boston over the weekend?
Back to the Future.
What movie was number one at the box office this weekend?
The Meg.
Which big Hollywood star owns wine enthusiast's top-rated gin company, Aviation Gin?
Jim Bunkuder.
Which NFL team had a fan in full uniform slip past security and attempt to join training camp practice on Saturday?
Giants.
Governor Sandoval became the first Nevada governor in our nearly 154 years of statehood to do what while in office?
Get married.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I thought it was even uglier than this for you. He got three.
Oh, that's pretty good.
He didn't sound very confident going in.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, did you study at all? Because, like, he doesn't have that vibe right now.
And then
now.
Just came out, bam, bam.
Yep.
Cold-blooded.
Wow.
Just cold-blooded. He got three. Probably should have had four. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Spence needs four to keep the money safe. Have you ever dumped it twice in a row?
No, the shortest streak was two. that's in the annals of Spence's Challenge.
I was like, why even bother? All right, here we go. Four members of the cast of what iconic 80s movie reunited at a fan expo in Boston over the weekend?
Back to the Future.
Which movie was number one at the box office this weekend?
It was the Meg.
What big Hollywood star owns wine enthusiast's top-rated gin company, Aviation Gin?
Oh, that's Deadpool, the Ryan Reynolds.
Which NFL team had a fan in full uniform slip past security and attempt to join training camp practice on Saturday?
Steelers of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Chad.
Governor Sandoval became the first Nevada governor in our nearly 154 years of statehood to do what while in office?
He got married.
Look at you.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Well, Julius was good, but I think Spence might have been a little better. Four members of the cast of which iconic 80s movie reunited at a fan expo in Boston over the weekend. Julius said...
Back to the Future.
Spence said...
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. It was cool. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Leah Thompson awesome. and Doc Brown guy and Biff guy and Michael J. Yeah. Fox.
Really?
Yeah, really awesome. Good. What movie was number one at the box office over the weekend? Julius said...
The Meg.
Spence said...
The Meg.
The Meg.
Booyah. It's really cool that she got her own movie right off of Family Guy. That's neat.
What would Jason... Well, and that thing, they only thought it would make $25 million. It made $44 million, number one at the box office. Spence, what would Jason Statham have to say about them blowing box office projections out of the water?
I saw it coming all the way.
It's right.
That's right.
That's right.
I knew it would come this way. I knew it would come this way. Mission Impossible, bite me.
No, the other day you put a little more of this in.
I guess Mission Tom Cruise, eat my shorts.
Right. It's okay. Good. That's more like it.
Right.
We are tied at two. Nice job, Julius. You ain't talking to us anymore?
Oh, he was still in love with the Jason Statham
impersonation. Mesmerized.
I'm still here.
Which big Hollywood star owns wine enthusiast top-rated gin company, Aviation Gin? Julius said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Well, maybe one day.
Branching out.
But big Hollywood star, yes.
Yeah.
Spence said.
The Deadpool, the Ryan Reynolds.
The Ryan Reynolds.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Didn't we do a question about that before?
Something about the Ryan Reynolds, but
I think when he bought it, that was a question before. And now there was a big feature article that was in a number of places over the weekend that sparked my interest. Also, Sunday night questions, you either write about sports or you write about nothing.
Right. And of course, headline with Ryan Reynolds in it, you see anyway. So.
Also, yes, because...
Naturally attracted
you love
to
Ryan
it.
Reynolds.
Yes. Oh, to him or to it?
All of it.
Both, yes.
It's a tingle.
I love him. Which NFL team had a fan in full uniform slip past security? So you got me thinking about Ryan Reynolds. Now I can't read. Which NFL team had a fan in full uniform slip past security and attempt to join training camp practice on Saturday? Julius said...
The Giants.
Yeah, he didn't know it either. He was scrambling. Yeah. He didn't know it. Spence said...
The Steelers of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The Steelers of Pittsburgh.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
And Governor Sandoval became the first Nevada governor in our nearly 154 years of statehood to do what while in office? Julius said...
Got married.
Uh-huh, and Spence said...
He got married.
Had I asked where he got married, would you have known that?
I would have assumed Carson City, but no, I wouldn't.
Would you have known it, Julius?
No, probably Carson City, I guess.
No, Lake Tahoe could have made the difference.
That makes a lot of sense.
But the question was not that. It was what did he do, and it was get married, and look at Spence when the pressure's on.
What?
One, booyah! And two, yeah! And three, booyah! And four, booyah! And five!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So you two...
had a great time.
Yeah, on the flight out out to Chicago, a little four-hour flight. Nice.
First of all, we made friends with this one flight attendant, Frank, who was just fantastic. We even got a shout-out on the plane from Frank.
Yeah, Frank, who was older than Winston Churchill. No kidding.
Counts.
He looked like he looked like the old British World War II leader. This is how old Frank was. Am I wrong?
So first, Spence makes friends with Frank. So Frank is literally just continuing to feed Spence cocktails, I feel like. He's just constantly checking in. Do you need another whiskey? You good? You good? Like all.
I went back to go to the bathroom. He's like, hey, you want another? You want a drink?
Yeah.
Yes, Frank.
Did Frank have a layover in Chicago that he was trying to fill time with?
I don't know,
but Frank was great.
So we had that going on. So obviously, we've had a couple of cocktails on this plane. And last year, we started this when we took the same trip last year. We started this tradition of we search people's airdrops essentially, and see who has their airdrops open and make them public on the plane. So, and I make sure that I create this basically folder full of, in my phone, full of inappropriate photos.
How inappropriate?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But this sounds really bad.
No, it's G-rated inappropriateness.
Yeah, like,
it's just not inappropriate. It's just random stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing dirty. There's nothing salacious.
Monkey dancing.
A monkey dancing.
Yeah. Well, that's not inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate.
It's funny.
It's just, yeah, it's just random.
So, so we start doing this and airdropping photos essentially to random people on the plane.
Sure, to everybody who's got their airdrop.
Yeah, so you'd click all the airdrops that, pop up and then you'd watch them systematically get declined. So we continue to do this. I don't know, because it got boring after a while, but we did it for like 5-10 minutes. And then finally, the big dude flight attendant comes down. Excuse me, are you guys airdropping people? I need you to stop that right now.
How many did you get in before they, 5 or 10 minutes?
Five or ten.
Yeah, somewhere or the other, probably one a minute, just because it was so easy.
It was funny, and I'm pretty sure, and we, Kayla and I disagree on the name. I thought it was Eileen.
I thought it was Eugene.
Yeah, something like that. There was one name with the airdrop. I'm like, that's the one that ratted us out. Where's Eileen at? Because it's totally harmless. And if you don't want stuff airdropped to you, you can very easily on your iPhone turn the airdrop off.
Yeah.
And once you do that, it doesn't matter who's airdropping you. It's not going to show
up. It's no big deal.
It's not eating your data or anything.
You just kind of hope that when you do this, that like someone randomly one time will accept it and then maybe start airdropping you back.
Yeah. And see what happens.
Or even better, that somebody else, you'll see them, they pull their phone out again.
and then they
look around the plane before they call the other flight attendant that comes back and says, are you airdropping?
And I think we got caught because one of the photos had somebody else that had a very noticeable shirt on. So I think the flight attendant near, okay, it's them.
It was very distinct clothing.
Because like on my airdrop, it just says iPhone. It doesn't say bald guy in Vegas Golden Knights hat. It's just stupid.
Yeah, how do you think they found you?
There was one photo that I think I airdropped that had the person.
That you took a photo.
I took a photo and you could see who.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, no.
You just stick with the monkey photo.
Exactly.
You can't out yourself by taking photos on the plane. Then they can pinpoint your location.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't blame Spence for that. I blame the whiskey and I blame Frank now.
Frank. So again, somehow, some way. This is also my fault for giving you guys all the drink tickets.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, let's be honest. You've heard that song a million times anyway. So
you know how it is.
Did you see me jump when I did that? I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. Operating system woes.
I blame it on the system.
I would love to, but I flat out screwed that up. But Ed Sheeran, if you love Ed Sheeran like we love Ed Sheeran, even though I know I don't show it very much when I cut him off like that. Mm. But if you love Ed Sheeran like we love Ed Sheeran.
He is starting a pretty cool contest. He partnered with this charity called Drop for Drop.
Hi, Ed here. I just wanted to let you know that I'm working with Drop for Drop to help provide clean water to 1 million people across the globe, because everyone should have access to clean water. But we're going to do a fundraising exercise, basically. So this is how it's going to work, right? The prize is I will teach you to play one of my songs on guitar. And then you'll get a guitar that I'll sign and I'll give you at the end of our lesson. The lesson will take place backstage at my gig at MetLife Stadium. So you'll also get to go to that gig. I will pay for you to be there, so I'll fly you out to New York, cover your hotel, give you tickets to the show, and that's quite a cool prize, I think.
Didn't you say everything they need to know is that on KLUC.com?
I'm finishing the post right now, actually, about to publish it.
So. On our socials and all that kind of
stuff? Yes, sir, it's going to be up there.
Right on, that's cool.
Yeah,
if you love that.
Private guitar lesson from Ed Sheeran? Oh my God.
As we stand by, waiting patiently, David the Show Killer has 13 minutes to make it to his daughter's school. Davey, are you using GPS right now to get there?
I am.
How long?
My GPS, it says 11 minutes away.
But the bell rings in 13.
I know.
Actually, 12 minutes now.
Oh, I am stressed, guys.
Yeah,
his oldest daughter, it's her first day of school. Davey wants to be there.
Yeah.
For it, and we said absolutely, of course. By the way, forget about all the fancy broadcast equipment. Then just do it on your phone.
Okay.
Just call us on your phone. That'll be fine.
Davey, okay, are you concerned about how your wife's going to react if you don't get there on time?
Yes, I'm because I'm already getting texts. Hey, how are you doing? How's traffic? Where you at?
So she's being very nice about it.
Yeah, right now she
yes.
is.
So you're 11 minutes away. Are you still 11 minutes away?
10 minutes right now and just about to get on the 95. So I'm getting closer. Once I get on the 95, I'll be a lot closer. So.
Well, I think pretty much every, you know, step you take, you'll be a lot closer.
Probably. Actually, you're probably a little closer than you were just when you said you'd be a little bit closer.
No, but once you get on the 95, it'll go quicker. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You can tell, poor guy.
He's
so
his
nervous.
Stomach is turning upside down. I can hear it from here. He's probably so nervous.
Yeah, scale of 1 to throw up. How close are you?
Pretty much throw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Poor little fella.
Poor little fella. Nervous. I wish we had Wendy's number. I'd call your wife right now.
That's
who I'd call. All right. Well, keep us posted.
Okay, we'll do.
You call us the minute you get there.
We'll do.
In fact, you call us even before you get there.
Okay. You got it, guys.
I don't trust you. We might call you back.
He's all stressed out. He might get distracted.
No, right, but now he's stressing me out, so we might have to call. Might have to call you back. Okay, so you have 11 minutes, 10 and a half minutes, and how long does it say on your GPS?
9.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The bell rings at Davey's daughter's school in 4 minutes. David, the show killer, how far are you away?
Half a mile away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how much?
Okay, what does GPS tell you? How far is that? How long is that half mile going to take?
It says 2 minutes.
What? So you'll be at 8:13. The bell rings at 8:15. Now, you've got to park and you've got to walk.
Yes.
Park and run, it sounds like.
Yes. What is your wife saying?
She's saying the kids are antsy because they got in the parking lot at the school at 8.
Yeah, and the good thing is, the first day of school, it's never busy with every parent dropping off their kid for the first day of school.
Never.
So you should be fine.
I'm not sure you're helping.
This is his first experience doing this, and you're ruining it.
It's going over in my head whether you're helping
or not. I was just trying to calm everybody down.
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Misinformation always calms people down.
Davey, how close are you?
I can see the school. The problem is there's a line of cars to pull into the parking lot.
Park
Seriously.
Anywhere and run.
Yeah, just leave your car in the middle of the street. Run. Just get out. Get out like you're doing. Get out like you're doing the In My Feelings.
Yeah.
Like you're doing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Kiki, do you love me? Just get out. Just get out of the car. Keep it. Let it.
Who cares?
Let it keep rolling.
Mr. Chet Smart. Listen to Mr. Chet.
I know what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm actually in the driveway, but half of my car is in the street because I just had to turn. Because nobody's moving.
The driveway for the school?
So, driveway for the school. Now I'm in the driveway to the school. I'm going to take the first spot I have available, which is just along this curb here, whatever. It's fine.
What are they going to do? They'll never get a tow truck there in time.
No.
You're safe.
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to stay on the phone with you guys. I'm just staying on the phone. I got to find my
kids. So you made it?
I'm here. I just got to find my
kid. Yeah! All right, now go find your kid.
Run.
Go.
I'm running. Oh, there she is. I see her. She's at the front door. Hold on, they're waiting patiently by the front door.
Put us on speaker.
Okay.
Put us on speaker.
Okay. All right, you guys are on speakerphone.
Yeah, go.
Awesome.
How close are you, 50 yards?
20 feet. There she is. Hi, Faithland. How are you? You guys excited for school?
Yeah.
I got Brighton here, too. And
Don't worry about the radio. Take care of your family. Don't worry about the radio stuff.
Are you all ready?
Yeah.
You all ready to go? Okay, you guys ready? Got your backpacks? Okay. All right, let me help get the bags here. Thanks for waiting. Yep. Hey, buddy. All right. So you guys, you ready to go? Got your lunch packed? Okay.
Daddy, my backpack is so heavy.
Your backpack is heavy. I got a lot of supplies in there. Awesome. Okay, we're walking to the front door right now, guys.
Where's your wife? How come I don't hear any yelling? Where's your wife?
She's holding a child and 3 bags.
Wendy, did you want to kill Davey? Because it looked like he wasn't going to make it.
Wendy, did you want to kill me because I was late?
Uh-oh.
No.
Bring him in, Mom.
No, she says no.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Are we on speaker?
Oh. Yeah, you're on speaker.
Oh, okay, good.
You're on speaker. We're actually in the school. We just walked by security, and now I'm actually walking her to her classroom. Oh. That's Chet right there.
Hey, Davey, can I ask you how you feel right now taking your first kid to her first day of school?
I feel old. it's just the 5 years ago this little girl was born, and you just think, oh, I got a few years till she's gonna be in school and get to enjoy her, and it's a tough moment because now I know she's going to real school, and moving forward, she's gonna have more activities and make more friends, and she'll still be my little girl, but it's just that whole thing, like, she's not gonna be home as much anymore, so.
We talk to you all the time. Wendy, how do you feel right now?
How do you feel?
I feel okay, but I've been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah, dropping them off at the pre-K and all that, that kind of helps ease you into it, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Talking to Wendy, Davey.
Yeah.
Wendy, who's more likely to cry when Faithlyn goes into the classroom by herself, you or your husband?
She's pointing to me. Sorry, she's holding a kid right. She's holding people's kids right now. So I've got Faithlyn right here at the doors to the classroom. Oh, and then here's her best friend. Say hi.
What's her best friend's name?
What's your best friend's name, Faithlyn?
Kylie.
Her name is Kylie.
Awesome.
They're all holding hands. This is really cute. So there's three girls about to walk in their classroom, all holding hands. And Faithlyn, can I give you a hug and kiss? Okay. Love you.
No. She's first. Like, no, just running.
Just like, Mom, stay away from me.
Yeah, I have it right here.
Hold on. Wendy's grabbing supplies. Let me grab a kid. Now I'm grabbing the kids while Wendy grabs the backpack for Faithlyn.
Awesome.
Faithlyn, I love you. Have a good day. She says, hey, love you. Love me. And she's walking through the doors.
We didn't hear and I love you.
There she goes. Gone. And she's running around with her girlfriends outside now. Man, that's a waking moment when you're actually here, guys, to do it in person,
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not crying, but it's definitely a trying to hold the tears back, type of feeling. So
I sensed earlier that Wendy didn't want to talk to us anymore, and I get that. How's she doing?
She's doing okay. Yeah, she's a little emotional. She had a little bit of teary eyes, like I thought she would, but she was literally carrying four bags and the baby boy.
Yeah. So it had nothing to do with Faithful to go to school. It was mostly just the stress, just the strain of carrying
a school mule.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Now I've got my 2.5-year-old crying because his sister's in his Brenton. Come here, buddy. His sister's in her classroom and. We need to walk him to his classroom now.
Or they at the same, to, they're at the same
want,
school?
To see to go.
They're, and they're at the
it's
same
okay,
school?
Bryce. It's okay. Oh, hold on. It's okay, bud.
All right. Listen, you go handle that.
Okay.
And then we'll see you back here when you get here.
Okay. Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Give Wendy a hug for us.
We'll do.
5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo! Hope everybody's okay on the first day of school. That was so adorable with Davey the show.
And he made it, too. That was the best part. I really thought he wasn't going to get there.
No way. I figured he'd get close.
Right.
I figured he'd get close and he would just miss it. That's really what I thought.
So glad.
With your godson, because you are godparent.
Yeah, with BDB?
Yes. Yep. With him going to preschool, how are you feeling right now?
I am a godfather to many. I have been down this road many times before. I don't care. it's fun. It's just shocking when kids grow up. Yeah. And especially me, too. I'm Peter Pan, dude. I'm Dick Clark. I'm name another guy that's getting older that doesn't realize it. I'm in my brain. I'm 25. I am in my brain. I'm 25. And nothing changes. And I see stuff around me, like David. Yeah. Yeah. To a point that Faithlyn went to school this morning.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But literally I still look around and I go, I don't know how that happened because I didn't change. y'all changed. I didn't change.
Just you guys.
We got to go commercial free till at least 9:45 after this final exam coming up. Why don't we do Aces tickets, the final regular season home game, which may very well. Here's how it shakes out. The Aces are one game out of the playoffs.
Come on, ladies.
They're one game behind Dallas. Dallas has the final playoff spot. Dallas is in free fall. The coach and the CEO of the team got in a fight yesterday and they fired the coach.
Wow.
So they're heading into the last week of the season, holding on literally by their fingernails, and they fired their coach. The team's in disarray.
Wow.
So we have New York, which is the second worst team in the league. We have stomped them twice. We play them Wednesday at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Friday, I'm going to stick with that story, that we go to Dallas on Friday and play them, which could decide everything.
Yeah.
And then Sunday for the final regular season game at home against Atlanta, that could lock it in. Depending, I mean, this could be everything.
Let's go Aces.
Free tickets. Yes, let's go Aces. Let's go Aces. Okay. So we have free tickets for the final exam at 9:40. How much did Davey make it? By how much did Davey make it to see his oldest go into her first day of kindergarten? The answer is 90 seconds. Answer is 90 seconds. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown coming up. We'll go commercial free until 9:45 right after this. It won't let me push the button if I don't do this. Okay.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
For those of you who haven't listened much this morning, the week number three of Operating System Madness is going on. Now we've reached the point where we've got most of the bugs.
Yeah.
So, however, if you try and turn on Kayla's microphone from the master control board, if you try and turn on what is normally Kayla's microphone, that will make things happen that you don't want to have happen.
No.
On this thing. So Kayla's using the guest microphone this morning. And now most of the issues that happen with the operating system are just purely me either having really fat fingers or not being very good at my job. But I think I can do this.
You're embracing it?
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Oh, no. If you're going to go down in flames, kids, here's the lesson of the day. If you're going to go down in flames, go down in flames.
Yep.
That's
go big or go home.
All right. So, contestant, and by the way, no Davey the Show Killer because he's still coming back. It has taken him twice as long to get back from his kid's school as it took him to get there.
Dude, this happened to me last year when I did a very similar thing. It took me forever to get back. All the buses, man. They all get in your way and stuff like that.
You guys stopped in that.
It's just crazy.
Contestant number one. Hi, Lauren Nello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your buzzer going to be today?
Woohoo.
All right. Good. And then contestant number two is our buddy Tiffany Britz from Mountain's Edge. What's your buzzer going to be?
Hi. Mine's going to be bing.
Awesome.
Classics.
Kayla, question number one.
Which celebrity was the latest burglary victim and it had $200,000 worth of stuff stolen from their house? John Mayer, Adam Levine, or Justin Timberlake?
Bing.
That was Tiffany for sure.
Adam Levine?
Was it Adam Levine? No, ma'am.
No. Oh. Lauren, was it John Mayer or Justin Timberlake?
Let's go with JT.
You'd be wrong, but let's go with JT.
You know what fact about John Mayer's house, though? It was previously owned by Adam Levine, and John Mayer bought it from him last year.
Oh, well, there's where the confusion
came
from, obviously. Unfortunately, we cannot award any points. Question number two.
At last night's Teen Choice Awards, who took home 9 trophies, including Choice Drama TV Show? Riverdale, Shadowhunters, or Game of Thrones?
Tiffany, try it again.
Game of Thrones?
Was it Game of Thrones? Nope.
Oh, what?
Lauren, was it Riverdale or Shadowhunters?
Go with Shadowhunters.
Was it Shadowhunters?
No idea.
No. Riverdale. But you know what? You could have given me 100 guesses. I wouldn't have come up with Riverdale
either. Best
show
on TV, guys.
This makes the all-important third. And really, do you watch Riverdale?
I love Riverdale.
What's so great about it?
The character development, you know what I loved growing up was the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. And so, and that Cole Sprouse guy, who's one of the twins from that show years ago, is on the show. He's actually, yeah, he was the one who was nominated for that award last night. So.
All right, then. So this makes this really easy for the all-important third and final question, because we have 0 points awarded thus far. So all we have to do.
Monday.
Oh, yeah, first day of school and all of that. Trust me, nobody's judging. So all we have to do is make this all-important third and final question worth one big game-winning point.
Hey, who gave Arnold Schwarzenegger some bad advice when he was just starting out in the biz? Mark Hamill, Jack Nicholson, or Benicio Del Toro?
If this helps you at all. Oh, Lauren wants it. Okay, Lauren, for the win.
Jack Nicholson.
Was it Jack Nicholson? No!
Oh.
Tiffany, was it Mark Hamill or Benicio Del Toro?
Mark Hamilton.
Well, he hates being called that. But Mark, and I'm sure everybody does it. Don't you think a lot of people...
I used to do it all the time.
All the time, people call Mark Hamill Mark Hamilton.
Sure.
And he goes, fine. That's not me, that's somebody else, I'm sure.
Luke Skywalker, man.
Yeah. Is it Mark Hamill for the win? Dramatic pause. Wow, that was a long way to get there. Lauren, have a great day. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Tiffany Britt from Mountain's Edge, you got yourself a pair of drink wristbands for Third Thursday on 3rd at the Downtown Grand. Please drink responsibly, all right?
You got it.
Have a great day. Tiffany Britt, she is today's champion of...
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first...
That is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
You know what kind of makes me nutty about... you know when people talk about, well, it's the fifth biggest city in America.
Yep.
And they're only talking about the city limits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in our business, they do it by market size. How they kind of... look where the people live and how far the radio station signal goes.
Yes.
And that kind of thing. So, for example, I don't know how big the city of Las Vegas is, but the Las Vegas market is Henderson and Mountain's Edge and all this other stuff that's not actually in the city of sure. Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, if you want to go, just to make my point, the biggest American city in terms of size... what do you think it is?
I got it.
You would think L.A. or New York or Chicago or one of those.
Yep.
No. Sitka, Alaska.
Okay.
Really?
The city of Sitka, Alaska. 9,000 residents.
Okay.
The city itself, nearly 3,000 square miles.
Whoa.
Which makes it twice the size of Rhode Island.
Dang.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
And this has been Things That Bother Chad. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Winston Churchill, funny that Spence brought that up earlier, that the guy on the plane, your flight
Frank,
attendant,
yeah.
looked
Frank
like
the
yeah, attendant.
Frank the flight attendant looked like really Winston
did.
Churchill.
Yeah.
Well, Winston Churchill, you would think, Winston Churchill, World War II, iconic, quoted to this day. Mm-hmm. Winston Churchill, we just beat the Nazis.
Yay!
Hooray! Winston Churchill, you're the man, Winston Churchill. Not so much. They voted him out of office as Prime Minister of England just 2 months after he beat the Nazis.
Oh, wow.
What?
A dude named Clement Attlee beat him in a landslide. It wasn't even close.
Ungrateful.
Apparently, the voters thought a different party would be better to be in charge during peacetime.
Hmm.
Winston, you're great. Thank you for whooping that Nazi you know what. But,
yeah, dude, but
we don't think you're going to be very good right now while everything's cool. Yeah, 2 months after they beat the Nazis.
That's wow. real.
Only 6.7% of the people in the world have a college degree.
That's that low? Wow.
Less than 7% of the people in the world have a college degree.
I don't know why I find that so hard to believe. I don't know why.
Because it's true.
Maybe that's it.
Oh, no.
I refuse to believe it.
Morgan Freeman has 122 acting credits on his IMDb account. He's been nominated for 139 acting awards. which is kind of crazy. So out of his 122, whoa, I see why that's weird. Out of his 122 acting credits, he's been nominated for 139 acting awards.
Oh, wow.
That's a bit, yeah, so better than what, yeah. He's won 60 times and he's lost 79. And finally, and I don't know why, I just, because things are contentious and people get all excited. The official name of Mexico, which you may or may not know, and I did not know until today, is the United Mexican States.
Oh.
I did not know that.
And some of you, because it says United States in it and Mexican and all that,
yeah,
you'll be mad about that. And honestly, you should question
take it
your,
up with Mexico. That's
question the- your life choices. Yeah, you'll be all right. Yeah.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla has requested to go first.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but sometimes microchips, you know, they say chip your pets, your cats, your dogs, and everything. Sometimes those microchips fail. So now there's an app that's been developed. I don't know the guy or girl that's developed this app, but it's brilliant. It's essentially facial recognition for your pet. So they ask you to go in, and on top of having that microchip, go in and have a backup plan. So they take a couple of pictures, post it up, and then if your animal ever gets lost or they wander off and you can't find them and somebody else does, go on this app. You can actually list your pet as lost and needs to be found. And I guess it's worked a couple hundred times so far, and they're encouraging everyone. There's over 400 shelters across the United States that are using this technology, too, to back everything up, because some dogs are skittish about getting shots anyway, and you can't give it to them. And so this is brilliant. Whoever this app maker is, you is. Mm-hmm.
The greatest person in the world.
Okay. More operating system craziness. Because you got to hit stuff with your left hand.
Yeah.
And I'm not left-handed. So every once in a while, you kind of go, but then your hand goes, oh, I'm not so sure about this. And so I didn't want to hit the final exam close or jump to the big fat bribe code word, which we'll do coming up in just a moment.
Yes.
And so instead, I wanted to hit that.
The greatest person
in the world.
In the world.
See, and if you don't overthink it, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Davey, what do you got?
I'm giving mine to Mr. Chet and Kayla. Spence didn't really do anything to make this happen today. So, but for the both of you, for allowing me to go see my daughter on her first day at school, because it changes your guys' job duties up for the morning, and I appreciate you jumping in and kind of doing stuff that I would normally do.
You're a good man.
Yeah, for letting me go to see my
and you're right, Spence really didn't, it didn't change anything.
Yeah,
can exactly. I throw that back a little bit too? Thank you for sharing your daughter's first day with us.
Oh,
it was awesome.
It was a pleasure. And thank you for allowing me to do it. So
what I love is already as a kindergartner, Belle's better than her dad. So that's a good, that's a positive,
you know
I
what?
Think.
That's coming. That's coming. Davey can't spell yep. against his daughter. Right. That's coming.
So right? Mr. Chet and Kayla, you both in?
The greatest.
Oh, sorry, I hit that twice.
The greatest again. Person in go. The world.
Yeah, I told you, I got all shaky with the left hand.
Yeah.
And I hit the button twice and started and stopped it. My goodness. Spence?
I was in, we were in Chicago, Kayla and I, for DJ school. And it was just a really nice little thing. We're hanging in Murphy's Bleachers, which is a bar that's right behind the bleachers at Wrigley Stadium. And what happened was we were some radio friends, and they went to the game. And this three generations of this family from Naperville,
yeah,
Bill and Brenda, and then her Brenda's dad Bob and her mom Carol, they came over and they wanted the table we were at because the table was kind of prime real estate. And I said very clearly, I'm sorry, but I come with the table because I was sitting by myself. And they just gathered around. We started talking, and pretty soon Bob, the dad, buy me hot dogs and beers and just came part of the little family there from Naperville. It was just, I love the Midwest, man. So those people
yeah.
are so
they were
nice.
Awesome,
so,
yeah.
Amen. So Bob and your entire family and from Naperville, you is
the greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
That's where my wife's family is all from area, Naperville.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah,
that's where Aunt Sharon lives. She's the sod queen of the Midwest. the grass that's in Soldier Field from Aunt Sharon's farm.
No way.
The 600-acre farm.
That's cool.
True story. My greatest person in the world, there was a tweet that somebody shot at me over the weekend and said, hey, maybe this should be a greatest person. This hero was barely mentioned on the major news outlets, but you should know his name. Captain Brian Hughes of the Arrowhead Hot Shots died a couple of weeks ago in the line of duty. fighting California wildfires. So I dug a little deeper, mostly just to find out if it was legit. Mm-hmm. And wow, he was the captain. He's originally from Hilo, Hawaii, stationed and the leader of an elite firefighting force inside the Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. And it says here he was a beacon of light that teammates looked to in dark times, especially during that. Remember that Ferguson fire a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where that one got him. This guy named Andrew says, we were getting our butts kicked on that fire. Just the elevation, the poison oak, just everything was getting to everybody. But that last day, Brian rallied the troops early Sunday morning after a particularly rough shift over the weekend. The heartfelt speech was the last he'd give his men. Later that day, a tree fell on top of him as he fought to protect homes in Yosemite West. That morning, Brian told us, and you could hear the sincerity in his voice, I'm so proud of you guys. You guys have laid it all out. You guys have done great. Those who knew Brian say he was exceptionally talented at predicting fire behavior, and he had dreams of becoming a hotshot supervisor one day. He was also about to become a first-time father. His fiancée, Paige, was 3 months pregnant, and he'd often ask other fathers on the team for advice. So, yes, that hero, that legend, even if it's just for one moment, we say his name. R.I.P., the captain of the Arrowhead Hotshots. Brian Hughes, you are this day and probably every other day
the greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Ah, David, the show killer with his daughter off in big girl school now.
Congratulations, Dad.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Dad.
Thank you, guys.
Who's on the phone, man?
P1 Chloe Chung from Spring Valley.
And then Chloe's getting married.
I'm so excited.
Like counting down.
Dude, and there are, do you know how many people want that date that you're getting married on January? Can I tell?
Yeah.
Chloe and what's his name? Jeff?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't worry about
that guy.
it makes him crazy that we're focused, that we're Chloe centric. Because Jeff's good.
Yeah, Jeff's good. Yeah.
And I was, so I kid. No, Chloe and Jeff are getting married on January 19th. And trust and believe, are you getting married in the afternoon? Please say yes.
At 4.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
I might make ceremony, but might have to leave before the reception.
Okay.
But I'm a very good gift giver. So anyway, thank you for the invitation.
Chloe, I'd like to let you know that I'm blowing off my birthday vacation, my 30th birthday vacation, to come to this wedding. So
you haven't
make it count.
Responded, though.
Oh, no, either way.
Yeah, I probably
you
did.
Yeah, offense, you didn't.
I haven't
well,
yet, no.
I didn't because I don't know that. I don't know. My wife's going to Tokyo, and I don't know if I'm going. I don't know what to do yet. So that's why I haven't responded yet.
You're so bougie.
Right?
No, my wife okay. is going to Tokyo.
Yeah, but you, therefore.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I married well. That doesn't make me bougie. That means she just went to the other side of the tracks.
Smart. That's right. You're the opposite of bougie.
Yeah.
You're just trying to keep up.
Just along for the ride, Chet.
You're just trying to stay in the game. Well. That's all. You're just trying to keep her comfortable.
But I apologize, Chloe, for not responding. I don't know if I can go yet. Honest to God.
And you'll have this to look forward to, and I'm guessing about 5 years and 9 months. nobody got that joke.
No.
She's going to get knocked out.
Oh, in 5 years.
Yeah. Soon you'll have that to look forward to. How big was the cushion that Davey the Show Killer had before his daughter went? He got to the school how long before his daughter had to go into class?
90 seconds.
Literally 90 yes. seconds. And quite honestly, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was
really good.
It was the perfect amount of time. Yeah. I thought, oh, they're going to have to rush in and we won't get any of the emotion.
Right.
No, it was just right.
Yep.
She sounded really cute.
Oh, she's adorable.
She is. She looks like her mother.
Yes. All the way.
All right. We've got tickets for the Aces on Sunday, the final regular season game against Atlanta. Our playoff lives, in fact, our lives, period, could be on the line on Sunday. So it'll be good to have you there.
Cool.
All right. Have a great day. Tell Jim we said hi.
Jim?
I'm joking.
I saw what you did there.
I see what I
Bye, all Jerry.
Right. All right. Listen, we got to go. Everybody have a great day. Happy first day of school.
Yeah.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for
being here.
See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.